Highway Patrol, 59-year-old Wanda Lara was southbound. She was driving a dump truck, but the bed was raised. It hit a bridge, so the truck landed on its passenger side, but it also hit an unoccupied semi parked on the shoulder. Lara was airlifted to Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka for care afterward. We'll have details coming up here at 9:05 this morning on KVOE and KVOE.com. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of sunshine here the next few days. Today, a high of 100, a low of 72 degrees here tonight, tomorrow 100, and we could wind up seeing a heat advisory coming into the picture here for tomorrow and Saturday. And the only reason is, even with the temperatures going to be similar, 100 today and tomorrow, 101 on Saturday, the heat index reading for today looks like it's going to be 101 to 102, so just short of heat advisory levels, but it could be 103, 104, or 105 for Friday and for Saturday. So nothing's been announced, but just putting it out there, that could possibly be coming. First chance of rain in quite some time comes Sunday, but we'll still be sticky with a high of 100 degrees.
Well, I think you can book it because the humidity will be back in play much more tomorrow and again on Saturday. So heat advisories are probably going to be imminent here tomorrow and at least Saturday. We peaked at 98 here yesterday, overnight low down to 67. Right now it is sunny and 78 here at KVOE Live.
And local.
In our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Insurance and Financial Services. You know, changes happen all the time. Life changes, technology changes, regulation changes. Let Fred Harder of ESB Insurance and Financial Services see if your finances are keeping up with the changes. Call Fred at 340-9925. Good morning. It is 8:43.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line as we wrap up our Thursday morning is Megan Hilbisch. We're talking about big activities at Flint Hills Mall this weekend.
Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I have a great idea for people to get out of the heat and escape the humidity.
And what might that be?
This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Flint Hills Mall will be EGO, Exploring the Great Outdoors.
That sounds like a pretty good idea, honestly.
Well, what does EGO entail, Megan?
So it's a free event to anyone who attends. The activities and booths are geared towards youth and showing everyone what activities kids can be involved in, and mainly outdoors-related activities. Some will be shooting interactive booths where they can shoot a BB gun or a recurve bow, archery. There will also be fishing and other activities, not even shooting-related, but leap of faith martial arts, dynamic disc. All kinds of different activities will be there on display, and also the adults can get involved. And there will be free lunch for anyone who attends, prize giveaways throughout the day for the youth participating, and raffles more for the adults. And Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports is putting on this great event.
Megan, let me ask you this, because, I mean, you have a ton of different partners that are involved here coming up on Saturday. Talk a little bit about kind of what led into this and how you got all these different partners involved to be able to spend 6 hours at the same location on a given Saturday.
Yes, so this is our second annual EGO event. Last summer was our first one, and we created it as an outdoor day that used to happen either at Blue Sim or at the mall in the past, but wasn't going on anymore. And in Emporia, there's a lot of activities that kids need to know about that they can be a part of. And we thought that creating this fun day would be a great way to showcase all of those different organizations and youth programs or other things out in the community that people need to know about and can have fun doing.
So let's talk about Twin River Shooting Sports, Junior Shooting Sports. Tell us about the club and what it all does.
So 10 years ago, we created Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports to fundraise money for local youth shooting-related activities, so teaching firearm safety and having fun learning the proper way of marksmanship or shooting. Safely is always a big priority, but also having fun. And throughout the year, we fundraise money. We have firearm raffles and other things to raise money. We used to have annual banquets, and we really wanted that money to stay local and help fund local kids around Emporia, Lyon County, or in the state of Kansas. And so this year we were fortunate to be able to help the Lyon County 4-H BB gun team go to the national matches, as well as a couple other Lyon County 4-H shooters go in muzzle loading and shotgun to the national 4-H match.
Megan, I think a lot of people know your story about, you know, why being in the outdoors and being involved in shooting is been so valuable for you. But remind folks, really, I guess, maybe what got you interested in being outdoors, being involved in shooting sports. And even though your career path maybe has changed to a certain degree, why you still find this valuable and some of the lessons that you're imparting here for other people.
Yes, so I grew up here in Emporia and participating in the Lyon County 4-H Shooting Sports Program. I started when I was 7 and realized I had a natural talent to it. I've grown up being taught to respect firearms and knowing what they can or cannot do. And growing up hunting with my dad and my family, safety and that firearm respect was, instilled in me from a very young age. So I guess when I was 7 and shot BB gun in Lyon County 4-H, I already knew how to hold the gun and look through the sights and pull the trigger by squeezing it and not yanking it, you know, in the just basics to me that came second nature. But it was more like I had a natural ability to do really well for my age. And then I practiced it a lot and enjoyed doing it. So I stuck with it and would practice every day at home leading up to a competition. And then would travel with the Lyon County team to other counties outside of Emporia and across the state of Kansas. And then we made it for the national BB gun match back then. And that was a lot of fun to compete at the national level. And then I started shooting other things besides a BB gun and ended up competing in high school in the National Junior Olympics and competing in college, first at Ohio State University on their NCAA Division I rifle team, and then I came back to Emporia State University, finished up my college, and shot at the intercollegiate level. While ESU doesn't have a shooting team, I was able to compete individually in small bore rifle and precision air rifle, which is an Olympic sport in the same course of fire.
You are still competing, are you not?
Yes. So I do compete. I have competed in the Olympic trials and plan to. Also in more high-power rifle competitions, so shooting centerfire rifles, AR-15s. Right now, I'm about to go to the National Service Rifle Competition at Camp Perry, Ohio, which is shooting 200 to 600 yards in three positions, slow and rapid fire.
600 and yards?
Yes, yeah, 600 yards with
my
that
223.
And, you know, the whole time, I'm not resting the gun on anything, or I don't have a bipod or a front rest of any sort. I'm having to hold up that gun the whole time on my own using a sling, or standing is completely unsupported. And that fundamental shooting that I learned in 4-H really carries over from BB gun and small bore to how to shoot these bigger rifles that have more recoil and are heavier. It really helps me be successful quicker and just carrying those same fundamentals over.
600 yards. There's a lot of people that would, myself included, have a hard time at 10.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, how
yes.
much, there's got to be, how much give is there in 600 yards? I mean, as far as lag goes when you're, you know, shooting for, you know, a small bullseye target like that.
So the black bullseye that I'm shooting at has scoring rings. And the very center is a 10X. And then it goes 10, 9, 8, all the way out to a 0 if you miss. And the 10X is about the size of 5 or 6 inches in diameter. And you're trying to hit that every single time. Otherwise, obviously, you don't get as many points. And I've been developing different reloaded ammunition that matches my rifle to shoot the most accurate, trying to get the most accuracy and consistency as possible. So if you miss reading the wind or the mirage, the wind can drift your bullet ever so slightly, and you can easily miss the tin ring just by not catching a change of condition. And here in Kansas, it's often windy and humid, and so it's really great practice shooting these local matches to learn how to read the wind. And sometimes there's not wind flags on the ranges, so you just have to look at the grass and the trees and the air movement in front of the target to see those conditions change. And as it gets warmer throughout the day and it heats up and the ground heats up, the mirage increases, which can make it hard to see the black bullseye. So your eyes really have to be able to focus in on your sights and what you're aiming at.
All right, so big day this Saturday. Megan, tell us again what's going on at the mall.
Yes, so this Saturday, it's open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be many booths and activities for kids to participate in, exploring the great outdoors. There will be prizes and giveaways. Again, it's free to attend, free lunch. The first, 50 kids will get a free T-shirt, and the ones who pre-registered as well. Fishing, there will be a lifetime fishing license given away thanks to Phil Taunton and Get Outside for a Better Inside. So one kid will come away with a lifetime fishing license.
Great stuff to be had. Outstanding. Well, Megan, thanks so much here for your time with us today. Hope you have a great turnout on Saturday. A great way to beat the heat and learn more about outdoor shooting sports.
Good to talk to you, Megan.
If you're interested, follow me on social media. You can check out my latest competitions and as I go to the national matches.
Good luck, Megan. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah, Megan Hilbisch with Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports. Big day at the mall. Ego, Chuck. Ego, exploring the great outdoors day.
Yeah, 10 to 4 at the mall. Lots of activities, and you really won't want to miss that. Did want to let you know, too, that as we look at the live and local calendar tomorrow, Ron's been mentioning quite a bit about Newman Regional Health Events Coordinator Michelle Martin.